Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Solar Eclipse Delayed Weekly Outlook for Ag Daily for Monday, August 21st. We had grains start the day out lower from the overnight trade and continued lower in the corn and the wheat. Soybeans were able to recover a bit. We've got corn down 2¾ cents at 363. December wheat down 5½ at 437. Kansas City Dees down 6½ at 435¾. Minneapolis spring wheat in December down 13½ at 669. And November beans finishing down 2½ cents at 935¼. Markets this week will be keeping an eye on the weather. As always, for late August, it is more influential regarding the beans than the corn. We've had some good rains moving through Iowa and west central Illinois. The forecast beyond Tuesday and Wednesday looks to be a little bit thinner. We'll have to see if that has any effect, if we can get any kind of bounce in these markets. Also, the markets will be keeping an eye on how the funds react after the commitment of traders report on Friday revealed that they were still surprisingly long about 40,000 contracts of corn. They have turned around and got short 34,000 contracts of Chicago wheat, still long about 34,000 in the Kansas City contract, and in the beans, funds are short 14,000 contracts. Again, this was as of the last Tuesday reporting period. Also, we will be keeping an eye on the crop progress report expected to be released later today. They're looking for an improvement of 1 to 2 points in the corn from last week's 62% good to excellent, an improvement of 1 point to steady in the spring wheat from last week's 33% good to excellent, and in the beans also a 1 to 2% increase from last week's estimate of 59% good to excellent. USDA reported a couple of sales this morning, 198,000 tons of beans to China and 463,000 to unknown. Markets didn't get a whole lot of bounce out of that, but we will see as these lower prices start to bring in some exports, keeping an eye on the wheat in particular as we get to be about the lowest priced wheat in the world. We'll see if that brings in some demand. Also this week, the Pro Farmer Farm Journal Crop Tour begins. There's a couple of legs, one starting out west and one out east. They will be taking samples for the next 4 days, and the final results will be released on Thursday. I think the markets will be looking for any anecdotal evidence trickling in during the week of whether or not these samples coincide with the USDA's estimates from the August 10th report. So we will have to keep an eye on that on the Twitter and other social media. So that's all I have for this afternoon. Again, this is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.